Simon & Schuster Australia presents Unsung, a compendium of creativity, written and narrated by Kate Sobrano. Artists are free. Like a river or a stream in constant motion with no beginning and no end, oscillating in a frequency above convention, they observe the comings and goings around and they write, sing or paint about the humanness of it all. The should-bes and the could-bes and the what-ifs are all subjective and are the domain of the artist, musician, painter, author. But what if we can't make art? Where does this river of inspiration flow toward if there's this sudden absence of community, especially if you're a singer-songwriter? To whom do I sing? Or who do I write about? We serve a purpose and exist only to document humanity. I fell into a big black hole during the second half of the lockdown in Melbourne, and I had no choice but to art myself out of it. I discovered that if I could capture my attention and focus on something other than myself, be entirely objective, then I was able to stop feeling so out of control. This book is a compendium of my unsung songs. How I had to find a way to exhaust my surplus creative energy, let it flow into something tangible, something real, something I could sense and feel in the physical universe. I think of them as living things. Brave. I could hear the calling a million miles away, as my heartbeat fills the silence with words I cannot say. My mother used to tell me, time for you will come. I sit back and hold tight. My time has just begun. And I will never walk away. Just be brave and stay. Hold me till the end, and in your arms I'll rise up high. I look for tomorrow. I remember yesterday, when I was scared of the darkness and saying things I shouldn't say. But now my life has changed. Look what I've become. I don't sit back or hold back. My life has now begun. School. I thought it would have been simpler, like loving a cat, less sentimental, perfunctory. But she was complex and intelligent, much more intelligent than us, and she knew it. She was bored by education because she already knew everything there was to know about everything. My other friend would shrink into her shoulders when Nellie would glance at her with green cat eyes. Her lips would smile, but her eyes never did. What would you know about anything, cat breath? She said to my poor...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?